Hey, welcome to Intentional Living. Today we're talking about work, and you know, work over the last couple of years has gotten pretty weird, hasn't it? I mean, you're working at home or working at the office, we're changing jobs, we're moving, lots of things are moving pieces in the workplace today, and I thought getting intentional about workplace would be good. Today it's one of the five essentials of life, and so we do welcome you to come on in and join us. Maybe you want to talk about your attitude, maybe something you're facing in the workplace that you're struggling with, or maybe just tell us how your work has been affected in the last couple of years. How it's impacted you? Has it been good? Has it been negative? Working at home, has that been a positive thing? How do you balance all that? For those of us who have been used to going to the office at a certain time in the morning and leaving a certain time in the afternoon, this has been a different kind of a schedule. Has it worked for you? Has it been a good thing? Give us a call. Let's talk. Intentional Living. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. All about work today. Welcome on Facebook as well. Facebook Live. Are we up and going? Thank you, Gina. We're up and going. So welcome to our friends there. If you want to post below a comment about, give us a thumbs up or down as far as working, how it's been different in the last year or so, I'd love to hear from you. On Facebook as well, or you can call 888-888-1717 and join in with the discussion. A little bit later, I want to talk about what's been going on in the world, what's happening in Ukraine and Russia, what's happening in the world, the impact, as I think a powerful lesson for intentional living. I want to encourage you, but I do want to share with you why intentional living, I believe, in this time in 2021 is an absolute essential for any Christian person who is serious about your life mattering, and you're serious about your life in the midst of the chaos and confusion today. And I'll get into that and share some specifics on why I believe that, what difference it makes, how does it work. We'll get into that a little bit later, and we'll spend some time too. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world who are really struggling. My wife Donna and I have been doing that every day together. We'll get into that. Talking about work, though, right now, 888-888-1717, one of the five essentials of life, as we see it, you know, our faith obviously is foundational, our family and all of the relationships, our health, our finances, and then, of course, work. God gives us work, and most of us will spend maybe a third of our lives working or more, and so it's an important area. Maybe you have a comment about how work has changed for you. Has it been good? Or maybe you have a comment about how do you maintain a good attitude in the workplace? Love to have you join in. Again, 888-888-1717. Let's start with Wayne in Missouri. I think he has a comment for us. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Wayne. 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I lost my job as a result of workplace bullying. It took me 4 months to realize what was going on and to put it all together. And workplace bullying and religious persecution is what it amounted to. And I did everything I could. I was nice. I was polite. He didn't like me being polite to people. He didn't like me being nice to people. He said a lot of things that were unfounded. But at any rate, result. Workplace bullying and religious persecution. What does a believer do in these days and times? Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm. You know, the times in which we're living create a lot of tension. I have seen, Wayne, that people are more tense than ever. Short-fused. Have you noticed that? Short-fused on the road, short-fused in service, and this can happen in the workplace as well. So I would say, to those of you who are supervisors or in charge, be aware that there can be a short fuse in the life of a lot of your employees. And one of the things that we know that helps when we're feeling stress is to communicate, talk, share. And so to the extent, now in your case, your life is in a different place apparently at this point. And sometimes there is a point of no return that happens and people have to move on and do something different. But to the extent it's possible, we're to live at peace with all people, according to what the Bible says. And so that really begins in my mind with honest discussion, to be able to sit down with your supervisor and talk about your relationship, building a relationship, getting to know him or her, talking about what's important. How can I better serve the business? What can I do to help this business be successful? What can I do to help you be successful as a boss? You can never imagine how powerful it is to go to someone you're working with, or either a coworker or a supervisor, and say that my job is here to help you be successful, help this business be successful. It's powerful. Most supervisors will tell you they don't want complaints. They don't want problems. They want suggestions and options. And when there's a problem in the workplace, to be able to come and say, you know, I see this as a potential problem for the business, and here are two things that I think might make a difference. And doing that kind of thing respectfully is how I think you develop better relationships. Are there bullies in the workplace? Yeah. Are there some people, no matter what you do, it's never going to get better? That's true. And what do? You either learn to survive or you move on, and you find a place and a opportunity to use your skills where you're feeling more comfortable. I think that's a part of it. All right, we're talking about the workplace today. You can join in at 888-888-1717. How do you deal? Maybe you have a question for me, or perhaps when it comes to intentional living, something you're doing to manage your attitude in the workplace or your relationships in the workplace intentionally. Again, give us a call, 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska will put you right in the middle of some of the most amazing examples of God's creation. And Dr. Randy Carlson, host of Intentional Living, will help you focus on making God a priority in your life.
I love Randy Carlson. I learn a lot of stuff from him. A lot of laughs. He is so funny. Yes.
Hi, this is Dr. Randy Carlson.
You know, when we're away from all the routine together on this cruise, we're going to be able to focus on God's intention for our lives.
Book your cabin for this once-in-a-lifetime getaway with Dr. Randy Carlson and special musical guest Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave. Book today with only a down payment and no cancellation fees through March 8th. And receive a special discount when you book online. The Intentional Living Cruise to Alaska, June 12th through the 19th. Go to theintentionallife.com.
You know, thank you for that reminder. The cruise is coming up June 12th through 19th. And boy, if you haven't gotten the cabin reserved, I hope you will. Big Daddy Weave will be leading us in worship. And we're going to have just a great week. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to enjoy each other and have a time of worship and praise every day when we're at sea. But mostly just for you to enjoy those that you bring along with you and others of like mind, people who love the Lord, on this fantastic week. Get your cabin reserved. Go to theintentionallife.com. You know, we're talking about work today, and a lot has changed in the workplace. We're in a different place, and I was talking to my wife, Donna, the other day. I don't think it's ever coming back. What I think has happened in the workplace is that we were moving toward the use of technology, and it was kind of plodding along at a certain speed, how we could use technology, maximize technology for working relationships and so on. And all of a sudden, this pandemic that hit a couple years ago sort of accelerated everything. And I think part of the reason we feel so much stress is that just everything has been accelerated. As human beings, we can only absorb so much. And here we are 2 years later, and some good has come out of this. There's been challenges, and I know it's changed the dynamics of work. And you see the latest financial report where unemployment is down to, just under 4%. And so things have changed for sure. We really haven't talked about the impact, and it would be interesting to hear you all talk about how it's impacted your life in terms of work. And in particular, maybe you've started to work at home. We had a younger couple move into our neighborhood, and I haven't met them. They just moved in. But my first observation is that they're both working from home. I could kind of see, getting their office stuff set up. And the cars aren't moving, they're there. Of course, with gasoline going up to, what, $5 a gallon, they're going to be walking to work. And so it's interesting how things have changed. Be interesting. I'd love to hear how it's impacted you in a positive way or otherwise, or maybe a comment about just working in the workplace and trying to find balance and everything going on today. Again, 888-888-1717. Darla is in Michigan. Go right ahead, Darla.
Hi. I'm calling as a follow-up to your program about working and what motivates us and what keeps our attitudes right. And I'm having a problem where I go into work with a great attitude and I'm working really hard, but it seems like my willingness to take on extra responsibilities and go the extra mile is being taken advantage of. How do I balance my work life and my home life, where I have two children who need me and I need to be available for them? I just wondered if you could address that as well as tell me a nice way to say no to my boss. Bye.
You form your lips into the word no. No. Now, seriously, Darla, I hear your heart. You're a servant. You want to help. And I can tell you, in any workplace, people know the people who will take on the extra projects and the work and all of that. And frankly, those who won't. There are people who go the extra mile. And there are people who won't. And everybody knows who they are. And I think it's fantastic for people to go the extra mile. But I think sometimes when people go the extra 5 miles, they get into trouble. And then, like in your case, hey, I got to balance my family and keep my marriage going, my relationships going, and people are taking advantage of me. You know, that word boundaries is something you hear taught a lot, which simply means you're going to have some limits that you have to put in place. Maybe it's hours, or maybe it's the amount of projects that you're willing to take on at any one time. But unless you set some boundaries and put those into place and get a schedule and stick with it, what will happen is more and more will be dropped onto your desk and things that, frankly, are beyond what you should be handling. And that can be an overload. You got to find that balance. And that balance, I always believe, is to go the extra mile. I believe it's important. If this is A is expected of you, do A plus, you know? But when you're taking on other people's projects, that can overload you pretty quickly. And so setting some boundaries, Darla, I think is a really important thing to do. Talking about work today, let's go to Kansas next. Go right ahead.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Jessica, and I am calling from Kansas. And I was calling in response to your question about how to stay positive at work. And for me, what I've found is being that positive force makes an exceptional difference in my working life, but I also can see a change in the people who are around me. And one of the things that I've been called to be is a beacon of light for people. I'm sharing God's light without the need for preaching, and you see a dramatic change in the people around you when you don't fall into the negativity, but you do continue to be that light that we are asked to be.
Mm. Yeah, it's true. We, you know, thank you for that call, by the way. I appreciate it. It's a reminder, Jocelyn, that we become like the people we hang around with. And we all know people that we're around that bring us up, right? You know that, Joel? There's people that just bring you up and there's people who bring you down. Even your dog at home knows it when you're bringing him up or bringing him down, right? I mean, come on. You can come home with a great attitude, and the people in the home are not such happy folks at that point, but you can elevate the mood all by yourself. I believe that. It's a powerful thing, something we can do. And so we need to be that kind of light. So congratulations. Thanks for making that a reality in your own home. Talking about the workplace today, I want to make a comment in just a few minutes. I really want to share my heart with you about intentional living and what I see going on in the world, especially right now. And I'll get to that in just a few minutes. Let me see here. Let's go next to California, Joel. Push the button and let's go.
Hi, my name is Lucretia, and I am on my way home from the clinic that I work at as a medical assistant. And I just wanted to show my appreciation towards you guys. on what you guys are doing. And I just got in my car and turned on the radio. And, you know, after working such a long day and hard and stressful day, because these days now are really difficult in the medical field, you know, it just uplifted me a little bit. And I just want to show my appreciation towards that. Say God bless you guys and, you know, keep up the good job. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lucretia. And by the way, thank you and all medical workers, those of you in the medical field who are serving, and we know sacrificing in many ways, not just recently, but over the last several years here. Can you believe it? Third year with this pandemic. We're thankful to see the numbers getting better, of course, but thanks to the medical workers. Thank you for your work. God bless you for doing that. We're talking about the workplace today. Let me see here. Let's go to Florida. Joel, I think we have a caller from Florida wants to join in. Go right ahead.
My name is Michelle, and the way I handle work issues is pray for those who persecute you. If ever I find someone is irritating me, I simply pray for them, and it changes my attitude, and they don't seem as irritating as they were.
Yeah, pray. What does it say in the New Testament there? Pray for those who despitefully use you. That's a hard thing to do. Pray for people. In my Intentional Living Minute little feature that goes out around the country, next week I'm talking about prayer and the power of prayer, and that prayer is one of the things that we need to do, especially during these uncertain times, to recognize that prayer connects us to the heart of God, which is a powerful thing. All right, let's take a quick break, and I'll be back. We're talking intentional living in the workplace.
Psalm 119. The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. There's two things going on in this verse. First of all, the word lamp in Hebrew means a dim light. We have just enough light for the next moment. It's kind of like the running lights in your car, but it's also a light to my path. Kind of like putting the high beams on in your car, and you can see a warning sign or a light way down the road. And I think to a certain degree, what the writer of Psalms is saying is it's not only for your feet, but it's also for your path. The word is here not only for today, but for tomorrow. And that's a powerful truth.
That's an excerpt from the teaching this month on miles and moments. You know, that verse reminds us that we see life right in front of us. The Bible gives us enough light for just the next step, but then also a light to our path where we can see further down the road. Can't see around the corners necessarily or way down the road, but that the Word of God is transformational. Miles and moments, the teaching this month. Members, it's coming your way. Thank you for your support, your monthly support, your standing with us in financial support as we reach out to the world today. Thank you. That'll be coming to you to your email, both audio and video. And then this month, for all new members, not only will you receive the teaching, but as you join in monthly support, I want to send you our ministry's best-selling book on marriage, Starved for Affection. It's a book of over 200 pages focusing on what does it mean to have love and affection in your marriage and respect. A book that I wrote to help you and those you love. And so it's our gift to you as you join us at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Arizona. I think it's Reva. Is it Reva on the line?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Good. What's your comment about work, Reva?
Okay, well, it's not just about work, like in the workplace, but anything you do, like if you're doing chores at home or if you're taking care of your kids, or pretty much anything, like to have a positive attitude, the way that I've been trying to look at it is like I'm not working for anybody else but Father in Heaven. I'm not trying to please anybody else but him. When I'm looking at my work, whatever I'm doing, I need to be doing it in a way that worships him in my everyday life. And that's kind of how I've been trying to see the positive and have a positive attitude about it.
How has it impacted you?
Pretty significantly. I recently had a job, and I had to leave that job just because it wasn't working for me. But I wasn't, I found myself being negative and going in there with a negative attitude. And I'm like, this isn't working for me. And I started reading scriptures and started, I mean, obviously I listen to you all the time, but intentionally living means intentionally doing things that are going to change your situation. And like, it just made sense to me. Like, I'm not working for these people. I'm not here to please them. I'm here to please my Father with my life. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way that I've been looking at it.
Does that make you a better employee, or do you think it makes you less effective?
I'm almost certain that it makes me better all around as being a mom, doing my chores at home, working as an employee. Even though that job didn't work out, I personally felt more comfortable and confident in what I was doing, just because I wasn't looking at it to please anybody mm-hmm. else.
And, you know, that's biblical. You know, it says in the book of Ephesians that we're not to work as unto men, but as unto the Lord. We really do. And in a sense, we do work for ourselves when we're in the workplace. We decide, who am I here to work for? And as a Christian, as you point out, Reva, if we work for the Lord, that's the focus. You know, we become a better employee. All right, Stephen, I guess you just talked to someone you wanted to comment on the phone there. What? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I did. She's a wife and a co-owner of a company, and mm-hmm. her husband and the co-owner is a bully.
Mm.
And they've lost employees during the pandemic and all that kind of stuff. And she couldn't really feel comfortable, you know, sharing who she sure. was and where she was from. But she would like some counsel as far as how can she speak to her husband as not only her husband, but the co-owner of this family business that they have.
Well, the fact is he may not accept it very well from her. But if facts are facts, if they're losing employees and the feedback is it's not working, and she's a co-owner, there's a point where you have to put the co-owner hat on. And I don't know. That's one of the problems with the family business. Having a hat that's your family hat and then having your business hat and trying to keep those separate can be very difficult. I know. We work a family. I understand that. But to the extent that it's possible, I would encourage her and her husband to say, hey, we have business meetings where we talk about the business. Maybe it's every Thursday morning or every lunch we have on Thursday or whatever it is. And all we do is have an agenda to talk about the workplace. And it's because we're co-owners. We're going to go over the finances. We're going to go over the jobs that have to be done or the orders that are coming in or what the projections are for the future. And we'll talk about issues that are working and not working. Separating that to the extent you can, I know it's hard, but separate that from your marriage and your family life, setting up a separate time to do that, and then put on the agenda turnover. Hey, you know, honey, right now with what's going on in the world, keeping an employee is hard enough. And let's talk a little bit about what may be going on. One of the ways to do that, I'll tell you, I think it's important when people leave to have an exit interview, to be able to sit down with those employees, maybe together or with you or if you have an HR department, and kind of catalog or chronicle, rather, why they're leaving. And if one of the things is, hey, we just don't feel appreciated or we're feeling like, you know, this isn't a good place to work because of, you know, the tension or whatever, be able to share that stuff, X's and O's on the table, bottom line, might be something that gets through to your husband. All right. You know what? We only have a couple minutes left here in the program. And I wanted to talk a couple minutes about intentional living and why I believe this message that God has laid on our hearts as a ministry is so essential today. We live in very cloudy, scary, and confusing times. We have inflation that's running away. We have a war going on, and we all know how scary that can be. And certainly for the people being affected, it's just awful. But it's affecting the whole world. We have the pandemic. I don't need to drag us down with all the negativity, but if you're a thinking person at all or plugged into the world at all, it seems to me, and I've been around for a while, that we're living in pretty cloudy, scary, and confusing times. And we live in a world, in a nation where their distractions today are more than ever. Entertainment and other things that can distract us from what is truly important. And that can lead to procrastination, which is one of the well, one of the nails in the coffin of our lives, because it leads to mediocrity in our lives. If you want to experience true success and peace and progress, if you want to know your purpose, the higher purpose, why we're here, how do we face the challenges today? How do we live our purpose so we can finish strong? We have to be intentional. God is intentional. No one will argue with me, I don't think. If I'd love to hear someone try to argue that God isn't intentional. He had a purpose, a plan, and he continues to unfold that. We're made in his image, therefore, we too are designed, intended to live an intentional life. And so the message that we share here on intentional living is just very simple. Figure out what pleases Christ and then do it. Comes right from Ephesians chapter 5. We live in a scary time. You can have trust in God. Do it intentionally. You and I can get through these difficult days as we trust God intentionally. Simplify our lives, declutter our lives, make the right kind of decisions, support one another, be in the right community, think straight, get close to God, stay close to Him. These are things that you and I can do intentionally. And so I just want to say, as we wrap up the show here in about a minute, the reason we do this radio program and the reason we do resources and events and everything we do is for one purpose, and it's for you to find joy in your life, peace in your life, and to experience God intentionally in the brief time that we're on this planet. And so I thank those of you who are standing with us. And I would challenge us intentionally today to pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are struggling. Pray for those in the Ukraine and around the world, all places on the planet today who are struggling, and those who have gone out to help these folks. We've got mission organizations and others who have reached out to help those in need today. Pray for safety and protection for them as well. That's something you and I can do intentionally. Well, we're out of time today. Maybe you want to comment on anything you've heard today or nothing you've heard today. You just want to comment. That's fine. 888-888-1717. Thank you, Mr. Joel. Appreciate it. Thank you, Stephen and Gino over there running Facebook today. Thank you, my friend, and all of our Facebook friends. Thank you for joining us on the Facebook today. Your comments are always welcomed. I'll be back again tomorrow. We have more intentional living together as we figure out what pleases Christ and then do it to His glory and our benefit. Have a great day.